So Rabbi Yehuda like bought a barrel of wine this way, like he spent 6 zuz for this barrel that had 48 akuzim inside it. Now Rabbi Yehuda went to sell it, like he was a storekeeper, and he sold it. So it says, Poros Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda went to sell it, she saw shisha bezuz. He sold now 6 kuza for 1 zuz. That's how much he sold. So he made some profit on the deal. Because really, he bought it that 48 kuzim cost him only 6. And here he sold 6 kuzim for 1 zuz. So Mara says, let's see. Mara says, Dal didok tlosin v'shisa v'shisha. Didok like 36 for the 6. In other words, he got back 6 zuz after he sold 36 kuz. So for the 6 zuz that he paid for 48, he sold 36. So how much was his profit? Poshulei tracer. He was left over with 12. Like 36 and 12 is 48. So Dal Timni, take off an 8 of this shtusi, because one shtus, 1/6, gets dissolved inside the barrel. So take off 1/6 of 48, that's 8. So Poshulu Arba, he's left over with 4, like these 4 kuzim, that's how much profit he made, which is not so much. 4 out of 48 is like 1/12. So he only made 1/12 profit, that's all. So Mori asked the question, Shmuel said that Hamistakir, if somebody goes to make business to make profit, Al Yishtaki Yoisar Al Shtus. You're not allowed to make more than a 6th profit. But up until a 6th, you are allowed to make. So how come here, he only made 1/12? How come Rav Yehuda only made 1/12? He should have made much more. He's allowed to make up until 1/6. He's allowed to make. So Gemara says, Iko Gulfi Vishamri. Listen. In other words, he gained on the deal also that when he bought these 48 is 1 dana for the 6 zuz, he bought the barrel also and the shmoreh also. So he gained on the barrel and on the shmorim, so therefore he gained on these things also. So Mori has the question, if so, nofesh letzfei mishtus? So Solochri, he's even making more than a shtus profit, because that's worth money, the barrel and the shmorim. So how is he allowed to make so much profit? So Mori says, no, ikra tirchei v'udmei baznaisa. Listen, there was some work involved that he had to sell to separate it. She's allowed to charge money for the work that he did. And baznaisa, Rashi said, that's like when you sell it, you have to tell people the prices, the little advertisement, so that also costs money. So the kitzah, for that, he has a right to charge. So therefore, the kitzah, he made just around the 6th profit, the way you're allowed to. Now the Mishnah says, imho yoshem mizukok, if the owner gave the shomer to watch pure oil, if so, then when the shomer returns it to the owner, so it says he has no right to deduct anything. Because there's no shmarim involved, so you can't deduct a lug and a half for the shmarim. For the Gemara, but even though the shemen is pure, but still, when it went into your barrel, some of the oil got dissolved in your barrel. So again, you should not have to return the complete amount of oil that he gave you, because some oil got stuck in the barrel. Amar Rav Nachman, so Nachman says, the Mishnah is talking about b'mezufafin. Now we're talking about you line the inside with pitch, and therefore if it's an old one, it does not absorb anything. So therefore, you do not deduct at all for the shemen. We will learn where you smear the inside with pitch. No, even in case we didn't put smear the inside with pitch, still kivon the toyin toyin. In other words, since they were used already, so it absorbed already everything that the barrel could absorb. So therefore, nothing new goes in. So in such a case, the shomer has no right to deduct. He has to return the complete amount of oil that he received from the owner. Then the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda says, Af ha-moicha shemen mezukok lechaveroi kol yemois hashana harezi mekabel olov lugu machza shmar lemeya. If a person is selling oil and he tells the people, listen, I'm selling pure oil, and somebody comes and buys 100 a lug of it, so the Rabbi Yehuda holds, still the owner has a right to deduct a lugu machzor because of the shmarim. So he has a right to give him a little bit less because of the shmarim. Like the pieces that fall to the bottom of the oil. So now what's the machlokes? Is on the kamas mashim where you can't deduct? The contrary of Yehuda, you could deduct. So the Gemara says, Omer Abaye says like this, Kishatim Tzolayma, if you would really think and want to say that the divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that muter le'arev shmarim, the owner really, before he sells it, the moicher, has the right to mix up the oil with the shmarim. In other words, when the owner says, I'll sell you my oil, even though the oil is pure, but I mean, they didn't speak out of Rashi, not of Farisha Tanai, just like it's understood that way. Still, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Lamaitza, the owner, has the right to mix up the ur with the shmarim. If he mixed it up, he has the right to give it to you together. But the Divrei Chachamim, according to Chachamim, the Lacha should be also Liyarev Shmarim. No, you're not allowed to mix up the Shmarim, the bad parts of the oil, with the oil. So Rashi says, Shebecheskas Mezukak Loichoy Mimenu, Vizemekalkoloi. Because we're talking about now that the buyer wants to buy pure oil. So the soul, the Moicha, the seller, has no right to mix up the Shmarim with the pure oil. So he explains now. The Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, mutil arev shmarim. The owner is allowed to mix up the shmarim, the bad parts, with the pure part of the oil. If so, the haino time of the makabel. That's the reason now why the lakeach has to accept this little bit loss. Like even though the owner is giving him pure oil, the owner has a right to deduct a lug and a half because of the shmarim. Because the omale, the owner has a right to say, the seller has a right to say to the buyer, listen, if I wanted to, I could have mixed up my oil with its shmarim. Couldn't I have done it? It was so harsh to nami, even though now that I did not mix it up, but kibbul, I want you to accept. Accept means that I'll give you most of it with saying pure oil, just the last lugamachza, I'll give you the shmarim. So therefore, accept now this minus of a lugamachza. So Samar says, no, let the buyer say to the seller, if you would have sold it to me all mixed up together, having misdavnally, then I could sell it the way you gave it to me. Like, if the shmar is mixed up together with the oil, I could sell it. It's okay, it's good. But hashta my evidlay. But now that you're giving me all of it in pure oil, you just want to deduct the shmar, like give me the shmar itself, what can I do with the shmar? It's not worth anything. I can't sell it by itself. So if you did not mix it up, you can't say that I could have mixed it up or take the shmarim right now. The shmarim is not part of the sale. I can't do anything with the shmarim. So Mura says, here we're talking about the balabayas askinan. I'll say, here we're talking about that the owner, the one that's buying it now, is buying it from self for private usage. Therefore, it's a svara that the nichalei betzilei. For sure, this buyer now is happy the fact the seller is giving him pure oil. He's happy the fact that the seller did not mix up the shmarim with the oil. So therefore, since like the seller, the merchant, is doing him a favor, the lakeach has to accept upon himself to minus a lugu machzah because of those shmarim. So Mora says, no, let the seller say back to the buyer say back to the seller that me deloy arvisli, since you did not mix it up, you gave me pure oil, then I should say, achuli achaltali, that you like will mechla to me. So you mechla me, like you're doing me a favor, you have no right then to minus, to deduct on lugramach. So no, you are meichler to me. So you still have to give me a complete 100 lug. So Mora says, no, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda Latayme. Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his own time. The less lay mechila, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from the Svara of mechila. The Tanan, we learned like this. Mocha lay esetzemet. If somebody sells you the yoke of an animal, is lay mocha lay esabokar. We do not say, you're also meant to say the animal. You don't get the animal. What about the opposite way? Mocha lay esabokar. The owner, the meicher, is selling an animal. Is loy mocha loy esetzemet. He does not mean automatically also to sell the yoke. No. Whatever he said to sell, that's it. Rabbi Yudis says no. Hadomim loydiyim. We have to look and see how much money he paid. The money tells us what he meant to buy. Kate said, Omala, let's say he said, mocha li tzimdecho. I want you to sell me your yoke. But Messiah Zeus for $200. Says, so hadov you do. Everybody knows she'ein hatzemet but Messiah. That the tzemet is not worth 200 zuz. And so for sure what the person meant was not to be meichel, to say keep the rest of the money. What he meant to say is, I want the animal also. So who you see, contra view there, the person is not meichel, but rather he wants exactly the worth of it. The chachom say no, ain't adam emraya. The value that you paid is no proof. Could be you said the yoke, that's all you get. Ah, you paid much more money. It could be you are meichel. So who you see, contra Yehuda, mechila doesn't help. Therefore, that's a Yehuda Shita here, that when you sell pure oil throughout the whole year, the meicher has a right to deduct a lug and a machzah because of the shmarim. He has a right to say, listen, I did you a favor, so therefore keep it the way it is now, but one lug and a machzah I deduct. Now, why does the Rabbanan argue in the Mishnah? So Gemara says, "Ledivrei Chacham, according to Chachamim, the halacha should be also la'ariv shemarim. It's also for the moicha to mix up the oil with its shemarim. If so, v'hainu time is the reason to lay the kabel that the buyer does not have to accept the loss of a lugan amachza to yomalei, because the buyer has a right to say to the seller, Iboyis la'ruvei mihevi sholecha." Listen, if you wanted to mix up this oil with the sediments on it, well, you're not allowed to do it. He says, so hashtanam elemekabilna. Like, now that you did not do it yet, you give me pure oil, and I bought 100 lug, you have to give me a complete 100 lug. You cannot minus anything. Oh, malay rav popol abaya, so rav popol said back to abaya adarabah. Just the opposite. Ipcha mistavra. The svara should be just the opposite. That ledivri chachom, according to chachomim, it should be mutilar shmarim. You are allowed to mix up the shmarim, according to chachomim. If so, the hainu time, this is the reason to learn the kabbal, that the buyer does not have to accept the loss to yomalei, because the buyer has a right to say, listen, you are allowed to mix it up. So how come you didn't mix it up? Midaloya raftali, since you did not mix it up, achuli achaltali. For sure, by giving me the pure oil, you mean to be moichel to look over the shmarim. And therefore, since I made up to buy 100 lug, you have to give me a complete 100 lug of this pure oil. And ledivrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the din should be also larer shmarim. You should not be allowed to mix up the shmarim. If so, v'hainu taima, this is the reason to mekabel, why the buyer has to accept the loss of a lug or machzor. The omelet, because the seller has a right to say, if I wanted to mix up now this pure oil with its shmarim on the bottom, I'm not allowed to mix it up. Again, the boy laruve loisharuli laruve lecho. If so, now kabulu le mekabalto. If you're not going to accept the shmarim, in other words, why can't deduct this lugum achso? If so, I make no profit. What profit do I make? It's like a moshul zovin vizovin tigri ikri. If you buy and sell the exact same price, are you called a merchant? You don't make anything. In other words, since I'm not allowed to mix it up, so the only profit that I can make is by deducting the shmarim. So that should be a svara why the moicher has the right to deduct the logo machzor because of the shmarim. That could be pshat according to Rabbi Yehuda. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding that memo mevayis here, the 5 lines before the Mishnah. Tony, we learned echad halokeach the echad hamafkid lifkotim, whether you buy something or whether you're a mafkid, whether you gave a shomer to watch something for you and you receive it back. You have the same halacha lepkotim, which means Rashi says it means the pseulas hagarinim hatzofim apnei Hashem, that is the pits that float on top of the oil. So we'll soon see the shaila: do you get the pits or you don't get the pits? The Gemara says my lepkotim. What does it mean to have the same halacha for lepkotim? Ilayim, if you want to tell me that kihechi de lakeach loy mekab lepkotim, the same way when you buy shemen and you mean to get pure oil, you do not have to receive the pits like the seller keeps it. Not the buyer. So mafkid nami, the same thing, if you gave me a shomer to watch your peret, to watch your oil, when you take it back, you do not have to receive the pits. Mafkid nami loy mekabel pekotim, he doesn't receive the pits of the oil. For the more, why not? For leimuler, let the shomer say, pikdecho my yavadlu, like what should I do with your pits? If it came from your shemen, this is what he gave me to watch, so pshita, I can give it back to you the same way you gave it to me. Ella rather meant to say like this, just like that the owner that gave a shomer to watch it, when the shomer gives it back, the owner has to receive the pekotim also. He has to receive the pits as part of the payment. It is lakech nami, when you buy oil, it's also the same halachon. Mekabel pekotim, you also have to receive the pekotim. Like if you buy a jug of oil, the seller has the right to have the pits floating on top. That could fill up the pitcher. That could fill up the saw. That the buyer also has to receive the pekotim, the pits. For the Gemara, is that true? Or mi mekabel lekech pekotim? Does the buyer have to receive the pits on top of the oil? We are Tanya, we learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, lo yomru shemen okur. We only said a look about black or shemen. In other words, oil that's mixed up with the sediment and with the pits in it. Elo lemoicha bavad. Only the seller, he has to lose out. He gets it. He has all the bad stuff in the oil. Sherei lekeach, because when you buy oil, lekeach mekabel olav lugu machzor shmarim. Beloy pekotim. When you buy oil, like we had in the Mishnah before, the moicher only has the right to deduct a lug and a half because of the shmarim. Like if you plan to buy pure oil, so the seller has the right to deduct one lug and a half, how much would it have been with the sediments inside it? But you only have a right to take off with the sediments. But beloy to cut him. We're not talking about the pits or the other bad stuff in the shemen. Mashma, that the buyer doesn't lose out. That's not deducted at all. So you see, the lakeach does not have to receive the pkotim. Gemara says lakasha, there is no steer here. Ha diyayiv lezuzi v'tishrei. One case is where the buyer paid for it in tishrei. The koshofim minay benisin, and he first accepts the oil in nisin, and then in nisin the oil is much pure, it's finer oil. Kimita the tishrei. When you buy it in tishrei, it's much cheaper then, because then the oil is still mixed up with all the psalus inside it. By nisin time, where it all settles down, then it's pure shemen. There you pay, let's say, for the dollar, you pay $10 worth in Tishrei. Now, so $10 then, you get a whole jug. But he's giving it to you first in Nisan. Now, in Nisan, a jug full of oil then is pure oil, it's worth much more. Still, he gives you the whole jug, committed to Tishrei, for the price of Tishrei. So there you're gaining on the deal. So then you have to receive the Pekotim also. But when do we say the Lekeos does not receive the Pekotim? When he pays for the Nisan, he pays the money, the price of Nisan, for Koshokim and Ebenisan, and he's receiving the oil in Nisan. Kemidah the Nisan, according to Nisan's price. So in Nisan, then the Shemen is all pure already. So if you buy it, you pay much more, then you pay $15 for the jug of oil. So then, of course, you mean to buy the pure oil, and there that you do not, the buyer does not receive the Pekotim. Here's the din that the buyer only has to lose out only a lugu machzah for the shmarim, but for the pekotim he doesn't lose out anything. Now the Mishnah says, Hamafkid chavis eitzachaveri. If somebody gives a shomer to watch for him a chavis, a barrel of wine, v'lo yachtel by the mokum, the owner didn't put away any special corner in the house where the shomer should watch it. But any place in the shomer's house is called the good shmirah. Now v'tiltelo, let's say the shomer was moving around this barrel, v'nishbura, and it broke while he was moving it. So it depends. If it broke when it was in the Shema's hand, so letzar kechayiv, if he was using the barrel for his own use, like he had no right to do that, then he's chayiv, even anointing is chayiv. But letzar ko, if he took it for the purpose of the barrel, like to watch it, like the barrel itself was in a bad place, he had to move it over to a better place to be watched, then potter, because he's like an honest, so a Shema is potter anointing. What about imi shenicho? Let's say after the Shema took it even for his own use, but then he put it down again, so it's like he made hashavi, like he returned it. Now nishbura, now it breaks. Bein letzarka, potter. Even though at the beginning he took it for his own use, but once he puts it down again, now it's clear like he returned it, so therefore now he's potter anointin. Like even though when he took it for his own use, he's like a shel shlemidas, he's like a gazlin then. But we say when he puts it down though, that's called the good hashava. Therefore he's potter if an anus happens now. What's going to be yachtel or by the mokum? Let's say the owner told the shomer, listen, I want you to watch my barrel in this one place. This is the one place where it should be. V'tiltla, now the shomer moved it around. V'nishbra, and it broke. So bein mitzech yodah, bein mishenichah, doesn't make a difference whether it broke when he was holding it in his hand or whether even afterwards, later we put it down again. Still, letzor koi chayin. If he first took it for his own purpose, he's chayif. He's like a shlech v'yad or like a sheol shlemidah. He had no right to use it. Therefore, he's chayiv in any oinus. But letzarka pata, if he only moved the barrel for the purpose of the barrel itself, like it wasn't in a good place to be watched, something there would break it. So he moved it another place, then he's pata. That's not called the shlech bayad. Therefore, he's not chayiv. It's like a regular shomer. He's pata anointed. The Gemara says, "Haman, who does our Mishnah go like Rabbi Yishmoeli?" He goes according to Rabbi Yishmoel Shita. The Yoma that says, "Loi bina das bailim." When you make hashava, when you return something, you do not have to have das for the bailim.